Welcome everyone to LCY Presents. Today we have a very special guest. He is always in drama, always on Twitch. We have Cuffem.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. LCY Media up next, man. This ain't gonna lie. I told you this place coming along well. Like, all the gaming and stuff. I like this place. Yeah,
I was really happy actually that you decided like to do your like new song here.
Yeah, cause I told you I hit up my boy. I was like, yo, you know a studio or anybody I could go to just to make this song, cause it was just a lot going on. And he was like, yeah, you could hit up Carla. I was like, oh yeah, send him information.
It was good. I was actually really shout out to
Kavari.
Yeah. Shout out to him for like bringing out, because it's always great to know people that like are established, but you don't know they exist.
Yeah,
I was the same way with like MK. Mm-hmm. Like, whereas like he hit me up for a video, I didn't know who he was.
Oh, he just randomly,
because I'm not in that like sphere of like knowing everybody.
Okay, yeah.
Like in Birmingham, especially, like there's so much talent here that you just never know.
It's a new generation coming up too, so it's like you got new apps like TikTok and. Most people like don't be on it like that, like older people.
Oh yeah, you know, for sure. So, but yeah. I feel like nowadays, even with older people, like even older people are getting established too.
I mean,
because of these platforms, because they can like kind of broadcast. Now, like I'm 28. I don't know how old are you.
18.
You're 18.
Just turned 18 April. Yeah.
Crazy. So did you? So how long have you actually been making content? Like actually, because I was around when YouTube started. Like I had a point and shoot camera, which we can get into like kind of like starting stuff. But I started with a point and shoot camera that my mom had. Zoom in, zoom out.
Dang.
HD didn't exist yet. We still have that TV. Like that TV in front of us, we have a CRT. That was my TV. I was playing games on my entire life until. Flat screens came
that's
out.
That's crazy, yeah.
Whereas, when did you start making content?
It really just started off with 2K. I used to just play 2K. I used to sit in the house, play 2K for fun. Mom used to get on me because I used to just sit in the house all day, just play 2K for no reason. And then I started getting good at the game, whatever. And then there's this thing called comp stage where people like to watch. They like to watch competitive players play the game. So I just started, it was like 2019. I started my first stream. You know, of course, I didn't have viewers or nothing, but I was just getting started. You know, it was fun and stuff. And then next thing you know, I evolved. Like, I knew what to do.
So, how long from starting that first stream did it take you to like get 100 people watching you?
Yeah. So
just something simple.
Yeah. So I go by 2Ks because that's how my blow up happened. So it was 2K19 I first started, and then 2K20 is where. Like, everything just started happening. Like, I was in school. I didn't even know. Like, I was looking to go to college or, you know, do something with my life. So, I was in school. 2K20 came out. It was a thing called Wages. It was big. It was getting a million of views.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah. Bronny came into the community. That brought a lot of eyes towards our community and stuff. And we just started doing, like, wages and stuff. And I started my stream up. People was like, yo, you good? What's your build? You know what I'm saying? People wanted to know my build. How did I shoot so good? So... That's how
so
I really
you're green
started.
All the time. You just, yeah, I was everything's
like,
going in.
Yeah, I was like green and wages. Like it was for big money too. Like big money wages. I'm talking about like 20,000 viewers and stuff. Like,
yeah.
But I never streamed it. I just always played with the person that you know what I'm saying.
That was doing it
exactly.
So you weren't actually putting up money or anything.
No, I was putting up money. I just wasn't streaming it. Like my first partner, his name was Cheezer. He used to average 1,000 viewers and 2K20. I didn't have no viewers. I used to just play the game competitively. He picked me up. His chat, I was in his chat, right? So we used to play. His chat found me funny. His chat was like, yo, why this dude don't stream? He's funny and he's good. And then Cheese was like, yo, bro, like my chat telling you to stream, bro. They think you funny and you good at the game. So
for people that are interested, I guess, in becoming a Twitch streamer, is it more important to be good on Twitch or is it more important to kind of develop yourself in other people's streams?
Well, around this time, it's really hard just to, like, come up by yourself on Twitch. Just, like, you can't just, like, go get a setup. Nobody knows you. You can't just start up a stream and go up to 1,000 viewers. You got to, like, I don't know. Somebody got to, like, point people towards you. You know what I'm saying? And it's your choice if you hold them. Or if they stay or if they leave. So when I got that opportunity, I made sure I kept those people, and I added more people. So, like, I kept entertaining them. I kept winning and kept being good. So, like, the opportunity I got, I just took advantage of it. I knew I couldn't, like, fold the opportunity.
So you did, like, the right way of doing it then.
Yeah.
Well, especially, like, so, like, my problem with Twitch right now is it's just react.
Yeah, it's like, Twitch is dry right now. It is very dry. The game's dry, like.
I mean, no one cares about Call of Duty.
Yeah,
because if they would have maybe made Vanguard a different map, like, yeah, instead of just, like, revamping the map, like, exactly, that could have been better. But, yeah. I mean, 2K technically is the same thing, too.
Yeah. I mean, 2K22, though, like, it just dropped, like, 4 or 5 days ago. That's bringing in a lot of views and stuff. Like, I even streamed it. I peaked at views. I had one of my best streams literally yesterday, like, playing 2K22.
Well, that's also, like, what you're – so I think that goes into you. You started out as a 2K player.
Exactly.
You know, it's just built it up. Then this dry spell happens within a couple months,
exactly,
yeah, of your ascent, and mm-hmm, then you start becoming a reaction or
– yep.
And then all this kind of stuff happens, and then now you finally are back into it.
Yeah, exactly.
And, which makes sense because, yeah, that's the – people that are watching you
know my OGs.
You,
yeah, my OGs, that's where they come from. Yeah. No, I actually, when I went to Just Chatting, it was honestly one of the best moves I made. It helped me, like, it actually helped me grow, like, 10 times better. Like, I didn't know, it was like a whole different community. It was like GTRP, this thing called E-Dates, you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Like, it's like when you go on Discord and it's a girl and it's contestants.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, so, like, stuff.
I watched Simply and Miss Kiff do one of those.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, like, that actually helped, like, a lot of people. It helped me out, like, grew my, like, support base, like, 10 times, like, more. So, the Just Chatting scene, when it was a dry spell for, like, games, that scene actually, like, helped me and my group out a lot. I was with a group, so it helped us out a lot.
Are you still in that? Is it, or is that kind of a little touchy subject right
there? Nah, I mean, my group, we broke up because something happened, but as of right now, we kind of, like, back together, but we're not established as a group. We just, like, you know,
individual.
But we still cooling together. We still doing content.
Kind of like Odd Future in a kind of sense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
No longer Odd Future, but yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, that's the situation of that right now, so.
Well, I guess kind of when I was doing a little bit of, like, kind of like research, kind of like digging in and stuff, which I guess from the beginning when I said,
yeah,
drama just always, yeah, seems to be your big they, yeah, love to give you the L in, yeah, a lot of situations.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Luckily, I saw today on your cuff 'em spam thing, the guy giving L cuff 'em.
Oh, even, yeah, comment, exactly.
I'm like, man, they just, I don't know. So now, when it comes with that, do you usually, are you always in the middle of it, or do you actually initiate it sometimes?
I don't know. It's really just like, you know, you got somebody you could call your brother or your friend, right? You know, I'm pretty, oh, yeah, sure you bump heads with them, or whatever, right? It just, like, it was just two good friends. Like, we brothers. We bumped heads, but we did it on the internet. And that was the worst thing that could happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Should have done it behind the scenes.
Exactly. So, we did it on the internet. Other people, the people that don't know what's going on behind the scenes, they got involved. So, they only see what's on the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really what it was. And a lot of people was confused. And a lot of people was, like, misguided or whatever. And we kind of cleared it up a little bit now, but yeah, it was like around the time it was like a big thing. Like it was,
but was that a stupid thing though?
Yeah, it was dumb. It was very dumb. We was so this what happened. It was this one weekend, I was going to Ohio with to meet with Osho Speed. He was the first kid ever to get 1 million subs so quick. Like he got 1 million subs in like I think 2 weeks.
Like he broke organically.
Yeah, like he broke a record. He was streaming it. He caught everybody's eyes in the world. Like he was the first person to do
YouTube
that.
YouTube or Twitch?
YouTube.
Like, YouTube. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And so yeah, it was a point of time where it was time to go up. I had to go to Ohio because he was 16. His mom was like, you know, scared of him just going to LA by himself. So
which is, I mean, you even being 18.
Yeah.
I mean, you had an instance happen just a couple months ago. That exactly, was the same, yeah, situation. So
yeah, so I went there. We did some streams. We went viral on TikTok a lot. We went viral of us just streaming together. We did a lot of stuff. We went viral. And then I stayed in Ohio like 4 days, and then we flew out to LA. And then this way, everything, you know, started to happen around the time.
Yeah.
Exactly. We went to LA. It was good. We went viral in LA too. We did a stream. a lot of stuff went viral. You know, everybody was like, yo, like, I love this group. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And then after L.A., it was time to go to Miami for Rolling Loud.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I really met you.
Yeah.
Because of the – I feel like – I don't know if our paths would have crossed if what happened in Miami didn't happen, though.
Yeah.
Because I feel like – I mean, everything happens for a reason. Exactly. In my book. And yeah. Worst case – I mean, best case, actually, technically, through all of this, y'all made some pretty good money out of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, content, yeah. I mean, whether it's bad or good, I mean, it did, I guess, technically boost everyone in the party. Yeah. I mean, it just sucked in the moment, though.
Yeah,
behind the scenes, it was really bad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I went to Miami for Rolling Loud. You know, Speed stayed in L.A. because I don't think he had a – yeah, he just stayed in L.A., So, yeah, we went to Miami. I flew out to Miami. I missed my first flight. I was supposed to get there early. So, I got another flight, and I got there after them, right? And it was hotel. Everybody got their hotel and stuff. And my homeboy named Aziah Prime, he said that he missed his flight. So, my originally plan was to stay with the dude that I was beefing with or whatever, Snaggy Hills.
Yeah.
And then... it was so all this really happened over a girl, right? So
which it seems to always be the way.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so I hit him up, you know what I'm saying? And then next you know he just started ignoring me. I'm like, yo, what's going on? I didn't know what's going on, but remind you, this whole time it's behind what a girl told him. A girl that's not in our group, a girl that didn't come up with us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A girl told him. So I call and hit him up. I'm like, yo, where you at? Boom, boom. He don't hit me back. I'm like, dang. I'm like, what's going on? So I had my other friend named Royce, and we together. We've been together the whole night and stuff. We waiting for them. We're like, we'll wait after the first day of Rolling Loud. We'll miss the first day of Rolling Loud. We was like, it don't matter. We'll go to the second and third one. And then next thing you know, he just ghosted me, and I was in Miami just sitting there like,
yeah. So you know? So this is because. I was going to let you bring this up, luckily, because I didn't want to just randomly bring this up.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, so you're freshly 18 years old.
Yeah.
And if I was in your position when I was that age, which is completely different, social media was completely harder, they definitely went and gave me a hotel room. But, like, and it would be way harder for us to get in contact, whereas, like, you did the first thing that you're, I guess, kind of comfortable whenever you're angry, but also kind of like sad.
Yeah.
Is you went to social media.
Yep. Yeah. I went
for that infamous live that you did.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. I was like around that time. Like, what's crazy is I waited 2 hours, like, yo, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not, because he ignored me. So I'm like, I was like, the first 2 hours, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to go live. And then at the time went by, hours and hours, I'm like, yo, I just got frustrated and.
Hot.
Yeah, I just got
so hot in Miami.
Exactly. So I just got so frustrated. I'm like, yo, I'm just thinking of my head just going places. I'm like, forget about it. So I just went live. I'm explaining them. So, and then I just broke out. Like, I don't even cry. Like, I just broke out. And I was like, yo, you know. Like,
which is fine, though.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, people on the internet, obviously, they're always going to go into, like, being funny or mean kind of content. But, like, in that situation, though, if you're like, yo, you're an 18-year-old kid in Miami by yourself with nowhere place to go with all of his expectations, that's a lot on you, like,
and not
naturally.
And not to mention, I had, like, the fit I had on because I was supposed to go and roll out. So I had, like, at least worth it, like, $2,000 on me. So if somebody would have came, you know, I would have got, you know what I'm saying? That's, like, that's free money, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I had money in my pockets. Exactly. So that's why I was really, because, you know, you see homeless people. They like you see people rob homeless people, right?
Don't make sense. But
yeah,
they do.
You know exactly. But like I was on there with like stuff that actually like you know that's value, like real value. So that's why I was really like nervous and frustrated. I was like, yo, what if somebody come? They'd be like, oh, this dude got Balenciagas on. Yeah. And they get his friend or something.
That's the first thing they see. I say the same time. Every time I see you, whenever you come in this building, I'm like, them big-ass shoes. They're so big.
Nah, it's just really because I came for nothing. I always see it on the screen. I was like, yo, I just wanted to get it. All I got was like 3 or 4 pair. I'm not going to buy nothing. I told myself, I'm never going to buy nothing ever again. I just had to get the experience,
you
the taste.
You just naturally have wide feet, and they're like perfect.
Yeah, I mean, that too.
I mean, center of gravity on them look pretty good.
I mean like, yeah, they real comfortable. I'm not going to lie. They're like one of the best shoes I ever got. But they a lot, though, so I'm never buying them again. That's
how much is a pair?
Yeah, 1,000 plus tax is like 1,100. So yeah, I'm never.
What does your mom think of that?
She, you know, she's always said she's like, it's your money, you do whatever you want with your money.
Okay, good answer.
Yeah, but, I matured a little bit since I got, you know, because when I first got it, you know, it was new to me. I was like 17 when I first started receiving checks, and I was like, yo, this is like, I never received money like this.
So. Oh yeah, when I was watching, one of Aiden's videos where it's going about the beef between y'all two, and like he's watching your Twitch stream as you're doing it.
Yeah,
and it talks about like you're from Birmingham, so automatically you're in like usually one of two situations. You're either in a very normal household, or you're usually going to be a little below that poverty line kind of life too. So
exactly,
and all the people that I know that's ever got a lot of money at one time and young, usually blow the first like 2-3 checks.
And that's what, and honestly, that's what I did. I'm not gonna lie, I did that. I blew it like literally under like 3 days. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
it was so.
And then you feel stupid because you're like, oh, I have all these things that literally add nothing to, like I feel like when I watch your stream, like I think, man, what if you would have invested that money into just better like camera gear, backdrops? Because I feel like compared to some of your the people in your same circle, like their setups are a little bit more professional.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know what an NFT is, like a crypto.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Scam. It's this is a big scam.
I mean, nah, they actually resell, because I seen FaZe Banks. He bought one for like 100K. He sold it for like 500K.
I just don't get it. It's you don't really own it.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know. They give you like the ID to the wallet and stuff. Because I bought an NFT. I invested in one. That's why I'm saying like I got smart in my money. I bought an NFT like 3 days ago. It's on my Twitter. I put it on my Twitter. I told them I bought one. I'm just waiting for it to like to get more resale value,
Then
you sell it. I mean, that's all I got from it. I don't get it like how you saying.
Yeah, I mean, I bought a house and I checked my Zelle yesterday, and it's $133,000. I bought the house for $92,000.
Exactly.
But that's something like physical that like I'm gonna own and
okay. I know.
Whereas like an NFT. Yeah. You don't know where that's gonna go.
Nah, that's true.
You don't know
true.
If it's gonna crash. You don't know if you waste your money. It's kind of like a stock. In a way.
Yeah, it is. That's true.
Which I don't know if you got into stocks or anything.
Not yet.
I have like 3,000 shares in Dogecoin.
Oh, you Dogecoin. To the moon.
Which is, yeah, please, if anyone is watching this video, please go and invest in Dogecoin. Because it's like 33 cents right
now. You know who I found Dogecoin from? It was Corinna, because she used to always push it. I don't know if you know who that is. You know Corinna Kumpf is? She used to stay pushing Dogecoin, Dogecoin to the moon, this and that. She's like a real famous like model. She got like 2 million.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, what is Dogecoin?
I'm never gonna say I'm a poller, but like, I don't know. When you just watch Impulsive or you see like the Paul brothers just say anything like that, you're like, you know, if these millionaires are gonna like drop all this money, I might as well. It's it's only 3 cents a share.
Exactly, yeah.
And I made like $1,000 off of it, like so far. But I mean, if it gets up to $100 or $1,000, rich. I'm literally rich.
Yeah,
so,
no, I heard of Dogecoin. Yeah, I just didn't understand it. I was like, I don't know. I was gonna take some lessons and stuff before I. Go into that.
But Bitcoin is just worthless almost at this point.
Yeah.
Because it's so expensive. Like, you're already at the max. Whereas, like, I would never do that, like, nowadays. Like, I think I won off Twitter, which I don't know if you ever do the free money polls on Twitter or do stuff like that ever. But there's, like, a couple people that, like, if you post your Cash App, they'll send you, like, Bitcoin to your Cash App and stuff like that.
Oh, I remember seeing that, but I never, like, did it. Because I understood Bitcoin, but, like, if you give me a Bitcoin, I don't know, like, what to do with it. You know what I'm saying?
You sell it. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't naturally just use it yet. Now, like, they plan for people to be able to use Bitcoin to buy stuff, like, in the future.
Okay, yeah.
But, you know, I guess it really goes down to the government choosing if that's a viable way, because they can't track it. The government can't take full control over it. And that's like a big thing.
Yeah, that's the only thing I remember about Bitcoin was gambling. Because websites, you transfer it and you get Bitcoin, or you put your Bitcoin in and you gamble with it and you make money. That's the only thing I remember. this website called Rubet. They do they get Bitcoin and stuff. So
I guess really just any way for you to invest your money is always just such a big risk though. I guess moving back like towards Twitch is kind of like the same thing. Like
it is.
The amount of people that I know will spend like $5,000 getting like the best top of the notch Twitch for them just to not be interesting. Like
exactly.
And like, oh yeah, man, you look like a professional streamer, but like, you know, you're boring.
Exactly.
Like
yeah.
Me, like Zach, like I know you met Zach a couple times, mm-hmm. but me and Zach were that YouTube era. Like we remember when YouTube videos were making like a minute YouTube video or making 2 minute YouTube video, you could become a millionaire just making those type videos. Exactly. You didn't have to make 10 to 20 minute stuff like that. Like yeah, we would make skits. We had a thing called skitlets that we did where we would do just like five to 10 second skits and put them all together. Yeah. And back in the day, that was what you do. Whereas, yeah. like nowadays, if you're on YouTube, you have to make some long string content.
Yeah, it got to be 10 minutes or like over 8 minutes or something like that.
But
yeah.
it has to be engaging and interesting. It can't just
exactly.
be nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Twitch is great for YouTubers, which I don't know if you ever planned to transition to a YouTuber.
No, what's crazy is I was just only doing Twitch, but just for me, just uploading some stuff from my stream, I gained like 27K just off YouTube, and I never did no real content, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, which I think I feel like you are going to get to that point, because I mean that yeah. YouTube check comes in and you're like, damn, all I have to do is like post a couple more videos,
yeah, exactly,
and
yeah.
like everything goes up. I mean yeah. you have like one of the biggest YouTuber cosigns, so I mean
yeah
I mean to that advantage of it, and you're always around everyone, and also your favorite game is out. Yeah. So all you have to do is post funny clips of...
Exactly. That's what I'm doing right now. I got my editor. He getting on there. He going to start posting. But, yeah, that's all I really used to do. I used to just do it for fun. I used to just post stuff on my stream. Used to get views, I guess, get subs. I was like, oh, I'm going up in subs just to post stuff on my stream. I'm like, I wonder if I go make a real video that nobody's seen. Because, like, from my stream, right, the people that's in my stream, they're not going to watch the video because they was in the stream. So I was like, if I go make a real video, if I go make real videos, I wonder, could I blow up on YouTube? But I never did.
Well, yet. I mean, our music video that we did, by the way, if y'all didn't know, I'm the one that shot his music video.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But like, when we shot that music video, I mean, were you expecting to get like 60, 70K?
I knew it was going to get views, because I know a lot of people's going to react to it, because what happened was like a hot topic, like everywhere, like everybody was talking about it. Like
I feel like you could have probably got like a quarter to a half a million views though, mm-hmm. if you never leaked the track.
You're right. I was just like
in the moment.
Yeah, that's yeah. what it was.
Like,
yeah.
I wanted to show it to him.
Yeah, no, I didn't play the whole song. I just played like
the part.
Yeah, exactly. I should have held that, but yeah. But no, but what's crazy is the reactions got more views than my video. Like, I think Zias and Bilu, they some famous reactors.
Yeah, yeah.
They got like almost 200K views just reacting to my song. But my song got like 68, 70K. And then somebody else react to it. Your Rage, he's a big streamer. He got like 80K reacting to it. So I guess that brought like, I don't know. But a lot of people said the song was a W, you know. But a lot of people also said it was an L, because, you know, it's always that side, you know.
So. I think at the end of the day, first song you've ever done, first yeah. video you've ever done.
Nah,
it's a W for sure.
Yeah, it went well. To be honest, I felt accomplished, not going to lie. Like,
because you're not a rapper.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's your first, like, into it.
Yeah.
I mean, and luckily you didn't make a funny song.
Yeah,
because you know, like most people would have been like, "Yo, man, this is my diss," and I'm gonna, or they're gonna do something like that. No, you're like, "Yo, I want to make like a crazy hyper pop song, and exactly. just have fun with it."
I picked the perfect beat because the beat was really caught. They caught a lot of people attraction. It was like, "Yo, this beat is crazy." So yeah, that I made sure I picked the right beat for my first song. You know, I made sure. So yeah.
Oh, I got some more beats for you, by the way. I have this producer, Jake. Mm-hmm. 10. He sent me some hyperpop beats, okay. and I was gonna send your way.
I need those
because I know you kind of want to stay on that wave for like a little bit.
Yeah, I want to just see to like test it out. You know, and nothing wrong with just testing the water just a little bit. You know, trying to expand in different ways.
Oh yeah, so. I mean, let me do a test.
All right, bet.
10:25 minutes.
Everything was recording. It was good.
Yep. All right. So, technical difficulties. That's just a way to say, hey, I need to check the cameras. We just call it technical difficulties. I'll leave it in. What up? But anyway, so as like, you did your first song, you did your first video. I guess you just did your second video. Which is completely different from my video, from what I saw behind the scenes. But did y'all get that done yet?
What I really said was, nah, I want it professionally. So I was going to come, actually, I was going to come to you and like, can you do this for us? So actually, our second video is going to be shot by you because I was
okay. So it still didn't.
Nah, the iPhone, I mean, it was all right, but like my editor was tripping and he was like, yo, this going to be kind of hard to do and stuff. So I was like, forget about all that. I'm just going to go back, you know, and just get it really done good. Because you, like, you really did that video good. A lot of people told me that video, my first video was edited, like, real good. The scenery was just, everything was just perfect. So I was
that was before I had all the white wall and all. I just got the wall.
So I told Kovar, I was like, yo, it's good, bro. I'm just going to pay. We're gonna get this video done. Because a lot of people like the song. A lot of people told me they liked the song we made. So I was like, yo, it's
also one of his best songs too.
Exactly.
Which is like even better. Like,
I really wanna put him on because he actually can make music, he can make beats. You know, like he actually like does this music stuff. So
yeah. I feel like and then he's also in a point too where I feel like you were at also.
Yeah.
Where he's struggling behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And any pick me up is kind of like a great because he actually does have talent.
He does. He actually,
and he also benefits you too,
mm-hmm.
as one being your friend, but also he has a musical talent that you do not possess either.
Exactly.
He's a good like wingman in your corner, just kind of like helping you with stuff.
Yeah, I fuck with him heavy. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like he got him. Like I don't know. I see him making it in his music because he actually could like make beats. He could rap. He could do a lot, so.
And he's young. He's, 18 too?
18, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean.
18, yeah.
It's going to eventually happen for sure.
Yeah.
But I'll just say kind of with you, so your next step in your musical career, do you see you, like, doing, like, an EP, doing an album? Or are you going to be strictly singles or just?
When we do this video and stuff.
See the reaction.
Yeah, I'm going to just, like, see the reactions and stuff. That's what really is because I'm just testing it. When I'm going to see the reaction, I'm going to see the comments and stuff. And I'm going to see – but I already seen half of it, like, when people heard it because it's on Spotify and Apple. So a lot of people was like, yo, like, this is good. Like, this is real good. Like, and your boy, he's real good. So I'm like, ooh, okay. I'm like, what if I could just do this until I get a deal or something, you know?
Yeah.
And I'll be a signed rapper and a Twitch streamer, you know, like DDG.
But they're separate, though.
Yeah.
DDG fucked up, though.
How?
I'm not gonna, because he deleted all his YouTube content, which
true.
I can understand being like, oh, I'm a rapper now. But
yeah,
like,
he wanted to take
that's
his,
such.
Yeah.
That's your heritage. That's
yeah,
like
that's
your
true.
Lineage.
That's
of,
your OG. Like when you, like 10 years from now, you want to go back and look at that, yeah. You know? Like,
what if rap don't work? Because the first of all, when's the last time you heard a DDG song?
It had to be Moonwalking in Calabasas.
Yeah, which is
that was his
like
viral song.
5 months
yeah, ago. That was his. Yeah.
And then the worst part is artists like him are the ones that will do something crazy like that. Like forget their roots and just.
Yeah. He really wanted it. He really wanted it to only be looked at as an artist. That's what it was.
And a boxer, I guess.
Yeah. So
just and then so it's a YouTuber to rapper, boxer.
Yeah. Cuz people wasn't respecting him. They was calling him a YouTube rapper. So he wanted
I mean, he is though.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying, but he just wanted to be labeled as just like a, you know, rapper. So that's why he did all that. But I don't know, it didn't make no sense to me to be honest.
Yeah. So. Well, so this is where that becomes part of your ego and kind of your like self-realization is like you see yourself as being this person and you see yourself fitting it, so then you're automatically in your brain and the whole time gonna be like, oh, I am that. Whereas like, dude, you can be on YouTube and be a rapper.
Exactly.
That's how Soulja Boy is the biggest YouTube rapper I've ever met.
Exactly. Exactly, that's true.
I mean, in reality, if you're coming off the internet, everyone's technically a YouTube rapper.
Exactly.
It's better than being any, I guess, like, I mean, I guess like, oh, you're a say cheese rapper.
Yeah.
I mean, like, oh, the only reason I'm good is because I paid a website $800.
Yeah.
And my video did pretty good on there. Like.
Nah, I mean, yeah, nah. But like I said, if I was to get to that point, I don't care about all that. You call me a YouTube rapper. I'm still uploading. I'm still streaming. You know, so I'm still doing everything I used to do. I just want to do this just like, to see where it could go, just to expand kind of.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's happening right now when you're only 18 years old,
yeah.
There's no telling what it's going to happen by the time you're 20, 21. Yeah,
exactly. So
because really, you have the hard part already taken care of, the initial fan base start. Exactly. Like, people are already going to be messing with you. So the only way you're ever going to go down is if you do some controversial stuff that is not like your friends fighting. It's going to be like you saying something really messed up.
Yeah, like
to
get
up.
Canceled. Yeah, yeah, I make sure I stay away from that because in today's generation, bro, they'll cancel you so quick. Like, it's crazy.
Especially on 2K. You can say some wild stuff if you're mad on 2K.
It'll get clipped. It'll go viral and people like.
Which, is that a hard thing for you, just having to like have a in your conscious where you have to stay from having to say stuff sometimes?
Yeah, at first, like when I first started, it was hard. I did say some, like back in the day, like, I mean, everybody did though. Like every big person, like it's always something about them saying something crazy when they was young or something. But it was hard at first. But as I kept streaming and actually became like an actual streamer, it just got easy, you know. It just, you know, those words just banned in your head. Like, another good thing is don't say them outside of streaming, because if you said outside of streaming, you'll end up saying it on stream by accident. So like the words that's like TOS or that's like canceling words, I don't say it at all like out of stream either.
Oh,
I just take it completely out of my vocabulary, so I don't even slip up or nothing.
I mean, it's only going to benefit you.
So. Yeah, so that's how I avoid it. I don't say nothing crazy.
There's
a lot
of stuff that people wish they could even possess that ability. Yeah. Stop saying stuff.
Exactly, yeah. Because I know a lot of people that was like, I know a lot of streamers or rappers that was big and they did something, they said something, and they just got hate and people don't like them for it. So I was like, nah, I don't want to be. I'm good.
It easily will ruin. You can ruin your career.
Yeah.
Maybe not in a day, but usually when you start hitting that slope, it only continues to go.
Exactly.
Go,
and
go.
It's not even just like the supporters. It's the people that you got connections with. They'll stop. They're like, yo, this dude weird, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the connections. Like, it's all about connections in this industry. So, if you break those connections just by doing something dumb, you on your own, you know, you might be done. So,
yeah, especially with whatever, like, bias or whatever, like, mindset you have about, like, someone's religion, sexuality, anything like that.
Exactly.
Keep it to yourself.
Yep.
Like, regardless of how you actually feel about it, in reality, those are the people that are, one, going to potentially give you more money. They're going to have bigger communities that are going to follow you.
Yeah, when people donate, they'll donate asking me something controversial. I'm like, yo, all I say is, yo, I don't want to answer that question. I'm just leave that alone. Donation, you know, so they be trying to catch you slipping sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
But can you blame them? Because the thing is, that's their type of enjoyment. They want to be their cause of why.
Exactly.
You started, because true. They're not really your fans.
Yeah.
They're really just there for something to happen and then.
And they clip it fast and they. Yeah.
Because, I mean there like was that. I'm not sure if you saw, some guy was doing NFTs. He was selling people's Twitch clips illegally. He was selling them as NFTs.
That's crazy.
Mizkif got him to take it down and everything like that, like, because they were selling Mizkif's clips, which you can't do.
Yeah,
you can't send an NFT of someone else's.
Yeah, you can't do
you
that.
Know,
yeah,
stuff. But like, you know, that's something that can happen. Like, you can just imagine like something. I feel like YouTube made that even better now, because then you can literally make a clips channel.
Exactly,
and it go crazy.
Yep, you can make a clips channel. Yep, they got like something called YouTube Shorts. I see they added. That's good too.
Yeah, that's for, I think Mr. Beast is the best at all that, though.
Yeah, Mr. Beast, yeah, he's a legend, I'm not gonna lie, he's a legend, bro. Yeah, he did it.
That would, especially for, like, in North Carolina, like, a place you would never think
exactly,
to have
yeah.
the biggest, like, YouTuber. Like, you know, PewDiePie's obviously, like,
yeah,
that dude, but, like,
yeah.
Mr. Beast is
yeah,
the,
he's
like,
yeah, he's
the
like,
YouTuber.
Yeah, he's, like, he's a legend of it, I'm not
he
gonna
embodies
lie.
Everything that YouTube's ever wanted.
He literally got food place almost in everywhere now.
Thousand
like,
stores, by the way. He has a thousand kitchens.
Oh, it's 1,000
across the United States.
That's crazy. That's like next level stuff. I'm not gonna
lie. That's stuff that you don't even think about. Like, for example, if I was like, hey, man, here's 50 grand, you naturally, what would you do with 50 grand if I just gave you $50,000?
I mean, you have to put, like, at least 10 up in the saving. You know, handle your bills. Handle everything that's, like, you know, bills and stuff. And then after you handle everything and you still got something left over, I'm not going to lie, I don't know. My first investment was always vending machines. I was going to buy vending machines. I was going to put them in, like, different good places. Because I heard that was a good, like, a good little investment, you know?
Yeah, mine does pretty well.
Yeah, so, yeah, I was going to do, like, vending machines. But other than that, I really didn't have, like, no initial, like, you know, like, investments, like, stores and stuff. I never had, like, that this early in my age. Yeah. So
I feel like TikTok makes you want to do that, too, because there's – I'm not sure if you've watched the TikToks where the guy's, like, checking my laundromat today.
Yeah, and that's where I got the idea from. It was TikTok, yo. I follow him. He give, like, good, like, lessons how to – invest in like stuff besides like crypto. It's like real investments like this.
Yeah something you could physically own and then you can
exactly
take
yeah.
somewhere and stuff.
So like you probably know you could like this right here, people probably pay just to play these games.
Yeah,
because they so OG. And like my mom, she even said, she was like, oh, he got, she came in, she's like, oh, I ain't see these in a long time.
Mom, which game would you play first? Pac-Man, NBA Jam?
He talking about these, right?
Pac-Man.
Yeah, because you didn't see these in a long time, so it's like, wow, you know? So people probably pay just to, like, play these or something, you know, if you send them in somewhere.
Well, if it makes you feel better, by the way, behind the scenes, we have Cufflin's mom.
Yes, my mom.
But every mom, that's the first game they play. That or Galaga is on there, too. Like, it's just, like, it's a game that anyone can pick up and play.
Yeah.
Whereas,
just
like...
Just bring memories back, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially, I mean, having, like... old school game consoles where
you
may never have actually had that era of your life.
And I didn't. That's what I'm saying. Like,
but you would probably play one of those games and you'd be like, man, this is like...
This is the OG
of
it.
This is so old.
Yeah, because I'm seeing the new versions of it, but like looking at like where it came from, like where it started, it's just like, it's amazing.
Oh, I beat the brakes off of everybody in this building at NBA Street Volume 2. I had that on GameCube.
Yeah, when I saw you play, I was like, he was a gamer when he was younger. I ain't gonna lie. I saw you play the game, I was like, yeah, he was a gamer. He was locked in.
Yeah, that's all I did. But, yeah. I mean, at the same time, though, that's the best kind of, like, back in the day, playing video games is seen so bad by parents.
Yeah.
Like, because it's like, oh, it's such a waste of time. Same
exactly.
with, like, my parents wanted me to go do like computer science. Like, oh, you're good with computers, do computer science. And I did that and it sucked. And then when I'm in college, I decided to get like a financing and that sucked. And then I decided just to get a business degree. So I have a business degree at UAB, but in reality, all of this comes from just me doing music videos and always wanting to be like, because I'm a rapper first and a videographer second.
Yeah.
So I'm naturally going to want to have a studio. And then Zach is big into printing, so we wanted to have a print shop.
Merch.
And then we just kind of put it all into just one thing. By the way, though, while we're speaking of screen printing, when you gonna hit me up and get some merch going? Because I know Cuffin merch definitely needs to happen.
I hit up my editor and my designer. I'm trying to get like some good, you know, like ideas, like logos and stuff. So I'm trying to, he making something, you know, dead case with my name, Cuffin. Or
I had actually an idea if you want to hear it.
Yeah, it was.
So it'd be super simple. It'd be a front t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'd be right in the middle. It'll just be your name, Cuffin. And then behind it will be like a pair of handcuffs. And it's kind of like over it. Just super simple.
That'd be
tough. But Cuffin is just such like a.
Yeah, I know. I can actually give him that idea and see how he could do it. Because he really.
It'd be easy, too. It'd be like, what, three colors or something? Maybe two colors?
No, that'd be fire.
But that'd be something, a super simple design. Which, I mean, like you naturally like to wear, like, the kind of, like, press shirts.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I like how you have Youngboy because I feel like that's your favorite artist.
Yeah, he is my favorite artist. I don't know just a lot about him, bro. Just different stuff. Like,
what do you think about his new song?
His new song, it was a message. It wasn't really like a, you know, a hype song. It was like a message, you get what I'm saying? Life support. He was just, like, explaining to people how people, like, bash him. They bash his songs and stuff, you know. Because it's a group of hate towards him, and it's a group of love towards him. He's like, I don't know. He's like one of the biggest rappers that don't get, like, his actual props, like, rewards and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, because his numbers are just crazy. Like, he literally run YouTube as far as rappers.
Without having major hits or singles on the radio. Exactly. And
he just dropped. He just reactivated his Instagram, but he just dropped. You know, he don't post like, oh, I got this song dropping in 2 weeks. He just literally just dropped views.
I have actually a theory, though, with him, which I understand. I think it makes sense why he's the biggest on YouTube. Is because YoungBoy fans don't, one, own Spotify or iTunes.
That is true.
They do is listen to stuff that's free.
Exactly.
And that's why his YouTube stuff is so much, because YoungBoy fans are naturally just going to YouTube to listen to his music. They're not like, because even on streaming, like if I was to look on Spotify, I bet YoungBoy has like 12 million monthly listeners.
No, I actually looked the other day. He got like 14 million, but that's still low.
Kodak Black has more, and Kodak Black don't have
exactly
even like even a fraction of what YoungBoy fans are nowadays.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, no, it's a lot of them young. They don't like, you know. That is true, though. That's what I was saying, too. But, like, he got his album dropping on the 24th, so we're really going to see, like, how many sales he get. If his sales, like, low, that means
but it is a little different. It's not, like, his album. Because this is the one that has all the other people on it, too, right?
No. This is going to be his. It's called Sincerely Cantrell. This is, like, his album.
Oh, okay. So this is not the one that was with Motown that had, like, all the other people on it?
Oh, no, this is not that one. Yeah, this is not that one. Yeah, this is going to be, like, his album. So if... We're going to see how the sales look. If the sales are low, that means your theory is, like, basically right.
Yeah.
But if it sells high...
That means people are actually going to stream on socials and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm basing this off of, like, his... Like, the last couple albums, because Top, arguably, was his biggest album. Yeah, not my favorite, but, like...
Yeah, he sold over 100... I think over 100K.
But then the other two albums came out. They did, like, 25K.
Yeah, but there was no promo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. It's kind of like hard to gauge, because at the same time, mm-hmm. YoungBoy's based on no promo.
Yeah, exactly.
So no promo shouldn't mean anything to those numbers.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't promote himself, even if he still dropped a video, but I mean, like, still though, like.
Yeah. The recent album he promoted was Top, which that's the reason why I went over 100K, because he actually promoted it. But yeah. That's one of my favorite artists. I just respect him. He don't collab with too many people. He's not like industry junkie. He don't
go,
you know what I'm saying? He stay off of all that.
I always love YoungBoy on songs that you don't expect him. Like when him and Trippie Redd do songs.
Yeah.
Like YoungBoy and Trippie just like.
Him and, no, he when he hopped on Tyler album.
Oh yeah.
People was going.
I wish you, see, I feel like that, that's on the radio actually. I heard it a couple times like on 95.7. But like that song right there has so much more potential if YoungBoy would have been out.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Like, because I feel like you're missing the link. I mean, also, Tyler did the music video for it, but all his music videos are very artsy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know if YoungBoy would have been in it, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
But at the same time, though, like, having YoungBoy there to kind of, like, back it, because it is, like, that good of a song.
Yeah. No, but yeah, that's my favorite artist.
But that's the thing with YoungBoy is, like, he's kind of, like, a perfect artist to have... He has his own sound, for sure.
Yeah.
But he can sometimes just surprise you.
Nah, that's true. Yeah, he'll just come out with a new flow or something.
Yeah,
just,
that Toxic Punk song, like, I thought that was a very, like, unique take on his sound.
It was. It really was.
And they're, like, you know, something you can listen back all the time. But, So, is he who you've been growing up listening to pretty much
since, like, 2016? Since 2016. We started the first song that went viral was 38 Baby. Yeah, I've been on him ever since. People don't even know that, but yeah, that's my favorite artist.
So is that the artist you want to meet more than any of them?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to his concert. I'm definitely, like, yeah, when he get out, I'm definitely going to.
It was wild when I met him.
You met him?
Yeah.
Oh,
So we were at the Botwell Theater, and
It was in Alabama?
Yeah, he was at the theater like 10 minutes down the road. He had a show, and he was 2.5 hours late. So people were starting to, like, leaving. And how it happened is I was I was shooting videos for artists. Some guy paid for me to get a ticket to get in the back door. And then they didn't even check me for my ticket. I just, white dude with a camera, they just let me in.
Yeah.
They just let me in. That's like, hilarious. I worked there.
Yeah.
And I went back there, and then where I'm shooting all the artists, waiting for him. No Cap was there, and that was before No Cap was big.
Yeah, he's from Alabama too. That's crazy.
Yeah, he came down from Mobile to perform Ghetto Angels in a couple songs, and no one in the crowd knew who he was, knew the song, anything. Crazy. And then like two months later, every rapper's favorite rapper. Like, that's, it's wild. And so that was wild that night. And then I came through the back door because we're waiting for Youngboy because it took forever. And then I see him and all his team go through and coming up. And then kind of seeing Youngboy for the first time in person, though, it's wild because he comes around like 20 people. He's in the middle of like 20 people.
Yeah, he got a good
kind of like walking up. And I'm like, man, like. This is just wild to see, like, a teenager, because he's a teenager during the system. Like,
yeah.
He's, I think, 18.
No, he's 21 now.
No, he was 18 in this moment.
Okay.
I think he was just 18 at this moment when I saw him.
Yeah.
Maybe just 19. And he's, like, walking in, just renowned, crazy looking, like usual.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then he gets on stage and, you know, shooting just a couple of minutes of him. But it's, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm, like, I dip, like... I didn't like Youngboy enough at the time to care. I just was there to see him for a little bit, shoot him.
Was the crowd going crazy, though? Or?
I mean, of course, yeah. Okay. I mean, that's who everyone came to see.
I know. I thought you said people – I was asking because I thought you said a lot of people left. So I was like,
they were leaving. They were leaving, but I mean, like
– yeah, it's Youngboy.
I mean, people are in the front seats are going to stay. It was it was an arena, so who cares? He still got paid.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But, yeah, that's kind of like wild, though, is – as how much of an impact Youngboy kind of really does have on, like...
And you know, another thing, I compare, like, the... when rappers do shows, I compare it to Twitch a lot because, like, when we do wages, like, when it's prime time wages, like say, for instance, I'll make a tweet, yo, I'm doing a 5K pot wager against Tysino. He's a big 2K at 9 p.m. Like, all the views there gather up in all to, like, 40 to 50,000 viewers. And that's, like... that's like an arena, you know what I'm saying? That's like,
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll be thinking about that. And a lot of people be bringing it up. Be like, yo, when y'all do wages, bro, y'all be having views as like a stadium. You have 50, 60, 70,000 people all together.
But without the pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the best part, without the pressure.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Like, imagine you're actually at a basketball game and you had all your Twitch fans.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
Like, it'd be the – you'd perform so bad.
Yeah, because me and Aiden did a wager against Tysino. I think Aiden had, like, 50K. Tysino had, like, 20K. That's, like, 70,000 people all together just watching the 2K wager.
So, is that where Aiden came up off to?
Yeah, exactly.
Same with 2K?
Yep, exactly. Okay. Yeah, we came up together for 2K, yeah. But what his come up was with Bronny. He did wages with Bronny. He did this one wager with Bronny. It went viral. Like, he met LeBron and all that off of it. So, yeah, like, I don't know. It's, the 2K community at the time, it was just amazing. Like, you did a wager, you automatically get, like, hella views. Like, it was just so good, bro. Like, it was the best thing ever. It's the best thing
That's
ever.
That's wild. Yeah. But I feel like 2K always I feel like in retrospect to social media, 2K is always going to be that game that kind of like will bring creators together, especially when, like, I think it depends where you come up from.
Exactly.
Like, you know, no guy in Calabasas is going to be playing 2K like that. It's mainly going to come from you just generally having like a, like, oh, I want to have some fun.
Yeah.
And then get heated.
And you want to be, if I want to be honest, I actually got to thank 2K because that's really how our group came back together just recently. Like, 2K22 dropped, right? None of us was talking to each other. None of us was cool. 2K22 dropped, and we just, I don't know, we just got
the
back.
Xbox lobby is full again.
Yeah, we back in the Discord. We back joking, and everybody in the chat like, yo, I miss y'all, bro. I miss this group, man. And that's actually how we got back together because of 2K. Like, how we started, we came back together off of it. So, it's actually crazy.
Because it's not the same without y'all.
Exactly. That's true.
And regardless of how you feel about a situation.
Exactly.
As long as it's not something like really deep.
Yeah, we talk behind the scenes. We squashed everything. We got it out the way. When we got back on stream together, people literally, like, they was literally, like, just spamming everywhere. They was like, yo, SSB back. Oh, they back. Oh, my God. You know, so it was just an amazing feeling. I'm not going to lie, because 2K, like, just for 2K releasing, that brought us back together. If it wasn't for 2K releasing, we probably would never been, like, friends.
Or it might have come later.
or if it would.
But this is the best time though, because I mean, y'all feed off each other.
Exactly.
I mean, y'all all gonna be making more money. Y'all all gonna most likely be probably more happy anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
So like, yeah. Shout out 2K.
Yeah.
That's all 2K, you still owe me money though.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Like, I had one of the best streams yesterday because I was playing with Aiden and somebody named Nate. We was playing together, and people were just coming in showing love. They're like, "Yo, good to see you and Aiden back together." You know what I'm saying? Donating subs, bits, all kind of crazy stuff just because we reunited, you know, and people miss that. So that's why I was like, I don't know. I just got to thank 2K because that's how everything just came back together. Now, since everything back together, because when I get home, I'm going to stream again. Now it's time to, like, you know, level back up, get out of here, get back out of 2K community, go back to RL content, go back to LA, you know. So, yeah.
Question for you, actually. Zach always tells me about, like, the Twitch deals and how, like, they're, like, really terrible.
Yes.
Because of they force you. I feel that that's why everyone does reaction, because playing YouTube videos is the easiest way to get hours.
Yeah.
But.
Nah, this they take, I don't know if I could talk, well, I don't think I could talk about Twitch contracts, but I could just say this. If you start off, they take literally 50%, like, a very, like, it's 50-50, you know what I'm saying? Some streamers get 70-30,
yeah.
Some streamers get, I think, 80-20 maybe. But, like, when you start off, you get literally 50% ticket from you. So,
yeah.
And that's, like, that's literally, like, almost half. That means, like, when somebody subs you, it's $5, right?
Yeah.
So, that means you get $2.50 for each sub. But, like, and then a lot of people was complaining about that. They was like, yo, Twitch, I think it's time to, like, you know, stop taking 50% from a lot of these creators because this they job, you know, they job, and you got taxes. And
they're like, stop, then try. Yeah. Because, I mean, they have the platform. So, I mean, like, at the end all be all, I mean, they really do have control.
Yeah, they do.
I mean,
yeah.
They're going to – that's why I see a lot of Twitch people going to YouTube.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of people signing to YouTube now. It's crazy. Like, Tim the Tap Man.
Oh, yeah, cool. I watched that. That he had probably one of the best, like
– He did. Like, Switches.
Switch videos I've ever seen.
He actually – it was actually amazing.
And then he just went crazy on that first – but that first – that's the thing is that first one is always really good. The second one is a little less. Third one – and then you get back into kind of that same mode.
Exactly, yeah.
But I granted – I mean, you know, that first day – there was a guy named Ray who was on Achievement Hunter, and he left Achievement Hunter because he didn't want to start re-signing the contract, and he did Twitch. And in his first day on Twitch, he got $25,000 in donations.
That's crazy.
And, you know, which is probably better than what he was getting paid at his job.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
But, like, you know, his first day, he's just, like, losing it on stream. He's not even playing. He can't even play. How can you play when you're making $25,000 like on Twitch?
Nah, it's Twitch, like this, like I don't know, the internet, it's a new way to make money just
all the time.
Exactly. Like it's so many different ways. It's just crazy. Yeah. Like I don't know, it's the best thing that ever happened though, I'm not gonna lie. But
we'll just keep it going.
Yeah.
But yeah. I guess we're kinda getting towards kinda the end of it. Is there anything on your mind that you might want to talk about while you got the chance? It's the end of the podcast, you know, if people make it this far, they're going to really know.
I really don't know. I'll ask you a question. Would you sign a contract to Facebook to stream on it? Cause they signing people, like they're signing a lot of creators now. And I'm kind of like at that point where I have to choose between Facebook and Twitch. But Facebook, they throw in a bag just to, like... But the thing about it is your viewership go down, your supporters go down, because not everybody going to go to Facebook to watch you.
So, here, I'll throw this... This situation. Yeah. Me, personally, I'm not in that limelight, but let's think about, like, Ninja.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ninja's worst thing he ever did was go to Mixer.
Worst thing he ever did. It's a little,
even though he did get a bag.
Yeah, he did.
But, like...
As far as, like, supporters and, like, popularity.
Yeah, like, I feel he was at the peak, and then after that, it just, like, gone down.
That's where I'm at right now. I don't know what to do. Like, I'm stuck between, like, you know.
That's the thing is, are you going to chase the money, or would you rather keep your fans that you have? Because, honestly, I would never go to Facebook to watch someone play.
That's what I'm saying. And it's a lot of people like that. I mean, of course, it's no hard feelings, but they just don't want to go on Facebook to watch a stream, you know. So that's why I'm at the point where I'm stuck, like, they didn't know this yet, but, yeah, I'm stuck between, like, either signing with Facebook or staying on Twitch. So, it's, like, it's a decision I'm missing on for months now.
I would stay on Twitch unless you can transition to YouTube.
That's I'm staying on Twitch right now, but it's I'm missing on a decision for months and months. But yeah, it's like a hard decision because I seen Ninja. What happened to Ninja? Who else left? A lot of people, like a lot of big streamers, left Twitch because they got a contract to stream somewhere else, and their supporter base went down. You know, but of course the bag is there, but.
I mean, but money isn't everything because, like, there's the thing you're going to sign a 2-year contract or something with Facebook, and in 2 years, you could literally lose almost everything. And then by the time you're out of the contract, you go back to Twitch.
Hey, your support is not there no more.
Yeah. Everyone unsubscribes, unfollows. Like, what's the point of building up one platform and then switching to another one? Like, that's going to completely. I feel like when Lil Wayne. I mean, you might be a little too young, but like when Lil Wayne was like making the Carters and then the Reasonable, the Dedications and do that, then he's like, oh, I'm gonna make a rock album. Mm. And everyone's like, what the hell? Why?
Like,
it made no sense. Yeah. Like it, at that time, it was like that. Like, I think even with Trippy, like, Trippy just randomly made a rock album. It's like, but the thing is, they obviously don't continue doing that because they know. But, sorry, technical difficulties again. But I think when it also comes to, like, doing something where you already have the audience, the only way to keep your audience there and to continue to grow it is to kind of stay there until you can move that audience in a way more proper way, which I think YouTube is perfect because YouTube is free. And people that are already searching for your content, you on your Twitch can tell them to go, hey, make sure you go subscribe to my YouTube if you missed the stream.
That's exactly what I did, or too. Yeah.
That's the way to do it. And then I think that's why people transition so much. Like I said, I mentioned Miskiff a couple times, but he's like the streamer that I probably watch most consistently because he's just in the studio all the time.
Yeah.
But like his YouTube has got like 200K subs in like literally like 3 months of following him. He's at 600K, and all he does is just post his string clips. His editor is just literally just...
Exactly, yeah. That's the wave, yeah. So you think I should just stay with Twitch? That's what you're saying?
I would say stay with Twitch, but build up your YouTube channel at the same time.
Okay, yeah.
And if your editor, I don't know how hard your editor, like, tries to make your content, I would say he just needs to find the perfect way to make you look, one, funny, two, entertaining, and then I guess three, make the content that is being put out engaging. Because, like, you know, you're not at a point in your life where you can just put out anything and it does good.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Like, that's not...
It takes a little minute to get there.
Yeah. But if you put out something that is, I wouldn't say viral, but I mean, if you put out something that would bring out just a natural thing, that would be a way to do it for sure.
That's what I've been going through. I've been deciding and stuff. But, yeah, I'm most likely going to stay on Twitch. It's just I didn't get Facebook an answer yet because I didn't want to just turn that down, like, automatically. I didn't know what was going to happen. But yeah, I'm definitely going to ride Twitch out a little bit more longer. I'm still going to, like, you know, still think about it and stuff. But Twitch is my option right now. So I'm just going to see. I'm doing good on Twitch, so Twitch is definitely my option right now.
Well, I would say for people on YouTube that don't follow him on Twitch, you want to let them know where they can find you on Twitch?
Twitch.tv/CUFFEM. I get a new name. It's Cuffem with 3 F's on Twitch. Streaming every, not every day, but at least every other day. You know, 2K wages about to come back popping. Views about to go crazy, especially when these wages get started. I'm telling you, bro, this view's about to go crazy. I'm not going to lie.
And on YouTube, is it still with 3 F's or is it 2 F's?
It's just Cuffem, just regular Cuffem with 2 F's, CUFFEM.
If you literally type Cuffem into YouTube, everything shows up. So,
yeah,
I mean,
that's it, yeah.
In reality.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get more content, hopefully we make some more records here in the studio.
When you're available for for the music
video?
Yeah.
So you're streaming today. I was gonna say, worst case, we can do today, but I don't know what he's doing.
I gotta hit up Kavari too. Yeah, so yeah, he'll be shooting my second music video that will be out soon. What today is? Today is Tuesday. You think it'd be out by at least like Saturday or Friday?
Yeah, I could probably have it done by the end of the week. This one's not going to be as crazy as the last one. This one's going to be more of like, it's not going to be like hyper pop and crazy.
Yeah, it's
like
more
that.
Making like a hood, trying to get more opinions.
Of a hood song. Yeah, it's more of like a hood song.
Trying to get opinions, just trying to see what people has at, trying to, you know, just testing it out and stuff. Trying to help my boy Kovari out, get his sound out there. People be like, oh, so he could catch people's ears, you know, like, oh, this dude actually nice, you know, besides me. Like, yeah, that'll be coming out this week, you know. That'll be good. I ain't gonna lie. We already have like what we want to do and stuff. So,
oh yeah,
that'd be fun.
Well, okay. Man, I appreciate you coming out here.
Yes, sir.
Y'all make sure to go subscribe yes, to all of his socials. I think you can find him literally on any platform.
Yeah, just cuff him everywhere.
Go stream his new song. What was the song called again?
It's called New Pack.
What? New Pack?
Yeah, it's called New Pack. That's what he called it. New Pack. It's from Apple Music, okay, Spotify, bet. All that, you know. Music video coming out this week. A lot of people like it. I can't wait for the music video to get reactions, because that's what people
do.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
They like reacting to the video, so.
That we had to make your part crazy then.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're really short in that song. You probably have, like, what? 8-10 bars on it, like 12 bars, maybe.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Like,
so we gotta do something crazy.
We gotta make sure your part kind of like stands out.
Yeah,
for sure.
Oh, I got something good too, because I didn't think when people was reacting to my own song, like they actually was paying attention to like everything in it. They was like pause and it was like, oh, he did the, you know what I'm saying? So I know how people react now, so I'm gonna make sure like, you know, have some good stuff in there for sure.
But yeah, man. Well, this has been LCY Presents. Hoping to see y'all in the next one. And yeah.